Welcome to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Brandon Melamed from the Department of Synagogue Initiatives, filling in for Rabbi Naftali Herman today while he's in the airport right now. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 21st day of the month of Adar here in the United States, and already Yom Revi'i in Eretz Yisrael. We are so thankful to Hashem that all the hostages from October 7th have finally been brought home, and we continue to pray for everyone else who needs health and blessings in any way. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Menachem Goldberger from Congregation Tiferet Yisrael in Baltimore, Maryland, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Goldberger's remarks, we will recite together three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. That's 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, which we will say together in both Hebrew and English, followed by the Misha Berach for the Chayalim, the soldiers, and we will conclude with the Misha Berach with Cholim, at which point Rabbi Goldberger will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim reminder email, you can subscribe at any time at ou.org/Tehillim Call. That's TehillimCall. One more time, that's ou.org/TehillimCall. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Goldberger.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Melamed. It's a pleasure, as always, to participate in the OU Tehillim Call. I'd like to dedicate this Leilui Nishmas, my very dear friend and colleague for over 25 years, Rabbi Moshe Hauer, Zichrono Livracha, here in Baltimore, the leader of the OU for 5 years, who was so tragically taken from us, and may his Nishama have an aliyah. Mechayel El Choyel. We are within striking distance of Pesach. We are Toch Shloshim Yom, within 30 days, and we already have a halacha to begin speaking about Pesach and talking about its halachot, its laws and practices and ideas. I'd like to share with you two ideas regarding the Seder from my Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Tursky, Sefer Tzadik Livracha, the Hornet Stipler Rebbe in Denver, where I grew up. Rabbi Tursky was Nifter on Simchas Torah 44 and a half years ago. He asked the question regarding the Haggadah. The Haggadah says that Keneged Arba Abanim Dibra Torah. The Torah speaks about four sons. Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, Echad Shena, Yodea Lisha. One was wise, one is wicked, one is simple, and the other one does not even know how to ask a question. Rabbi Tursky asked, shouldn't it say Echad Chacham, V'Sheni Rasha, U'Shlishi Tam, U'Revi'i, En Yodea Lisha? That one was wise, the second was wicked, the third was simple, the fourth was not able to ask a question. But it says Echad, 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 one, 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 one. And he taught that perhaps what the Haggadah is teaching us is that all four of these sons are really within the same person, Echad. And each person has a dimension of each four inside their own personality. So we have to look at the question which is being asked and look inside of ourselves and say, who is asking that question? Which part of me is asking that question? And not that we are Rishayim, but a Rasha question, so to speak, would be, is this a cynical question? Is this a sarcastic question, a biting question? Is it that kind of question? And from there, we'd have to respond appropriately. Or perhaps we're asking a wise question. We learned something. We knew something. We've thought about it, and we're really asking a wise question, and that needs its own response. Maybe it's a simple question, like, what is this? Mazeh? And if that's the case, we respond in a more simple fashion. And finally, we may not even know how to ask the question, and therefore it requires at pesach lo, gently, as it is in female tense, at, gently coaxing the question out with a supportive and compassionate environment in dressing oneself. That's one thought, and it takes us inward. The second thought also takes us inward. We know it says in the Shulchan Aruch that the child asks the question, the manishtana, the four question. It says, im ein lo ben, if there is no child, hu shoel es atzmo? You ask yourself the four questions. Rabbi Swirsky said that we are talking about the child within each one of us. Hayelad bifnei kol adam, bifnim kol adam. Each one of us comes to the Seder with many preconceived ideas of what it's about. We walk into it thinking we know what it means. And he said, well, instead of doing that, go into this Seder with an open mind and an open heart. I don't know what it means. I'm a child, curious, innocent, pure, looking around at the matzahs and the morer and haroses and saying to ourselves, I wonder what that means. I wonder what that is about. The child within each one of us must be awakened on Seder night. He told a story about a great Rebbe in the 1800s, the Jikover Rebbe. One time the Rebbe was sitting around the table with his Hasidim and they were singing and he was saying Divrei Torah and it was very beautiful. A lot of Hisorerus. And then he looked up and said, someone bring a L'chaim. And they continued to kind of look around and no one really brought the L'chaim. So he said, okay, don't worry, I'll send my boy. The Hasidim then go into their singing and they go into a very elevated place and they open up their eyes, and to their great surprise, the Rebbe himself was returning to the room with a bottle of schnapps to make a l'chaim. They were mortified. They said, Rebbe, we're so sorry. Any one of us would have gone to get the l'chaim. And didn't the Rebbe say that you were going to send your boy? And he answered them, yes, I did. Let me tell you something. When I became bar mitzvah, I made a deal with myself never to let the little boy inside of me go away. So indeed, I sent my boy. How nice it would be for all of us to find on Chag Aviv, holiday of springtime, rebirth, the inner child that lies within ourselves. May we all be zoche to go into Pesach, Zman Chiruseinu, see a Geula Shlema for our people, to be able to see the complete downfall of all of our enemies and all their proxies, and may Klal Yisrael, Be'eretz Yisrael, B'chol Mokom Shehem, be reawakened with all the inner possibilities of youth and excitement in our Avodas Hashem, B'mhira B'yameinu. Okay, we're going to begin the saying of Tehillim now. And we're going to start with Tehillim Chaf. That's Tehillim 20. And if anybody wants to participate at home, please, of course, you can say it along with me. Lamanatzeach Mizmor LeDavid Yancho Adonoi B'yom Tzorah Yisagev L'Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadecha Yizkor kol minchasecha, v'lotzcha yidash nesela. Yitein l'cha chelvavecha, l'chol atzasucha yimalei. Neranana b'yishuasecha, v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ato yodati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho. Ya'anehu mishmei kodesho, b'gvuros yesha yimino, eilev arechev, ve'eilev asusim, banachnu b'shehim, Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, hemakoru v'nafalu, banachnu kamnu v'nisodod, Adonai hoshi'o, hamelech ya'anehu, v'yom koreinu. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shirla ma'alos eso einayel hehorim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai osei shamayim ba'oretz. Ayitein lamod raglecha ayonum v'shomrecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisroel. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha ayad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareyach balohila. Adonai yishmorcha mikoroha, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeizcha lo'echa, me'ato. V'yad Olam. Perek Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir Hama'alos, Mima Amakim, Korasicha Adonai. Adonai, Shima V'kolihi, Tihiyana Ozecha Kashuvas, V'kol Tachanunai. Im avonos tishmor yah, Adonai mi amoid, kimcha aslicha, l'ma'an tivarei, kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi, v'li devarah chalti, nafshi l'Adonai mi shamrim l'boker, shamrim l'boker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, Im Adonai ha-chesed, v'harbe im al-fidus, v'hu yiftes Yisrael, mikol avonosav. Usually at the end of this call, I sing L'chadodi, but I think it's more appropriate in light of the war that our people are fighting right now. May we be victorious, b'mher v'yameinu, to sing Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael. So I will sing that, and then we will proceed to the Mishnah Berurah. Please feel free to sing at home. Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael. Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael. Hanesunim Batzora. Batzarah v'hashivya, Omdim bein bayam, bein bayabasha. Amakom yirachem, yirachem, aleihem v'yotzien, mitzara l'irvacha. Umeyafei laliyaira, umishibud, ligayula hashta, bahagala, ubizman karim, venomar amen. We'll proceed to the Mishnah Berurah for our chayalim. Mishaveirach avoseinu Abraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov huyuvarech eschayolei tzuvo ha'agona l'Yisrael v'yanshei kochos habitachon hamdim al mishmar arseinu v'arei Eloheinu migavul halavonon v'yad midbar Mitzrayim u'min hayom ha'gadol ad levo ha'arava v'chol makom shehem b'yabasha Ba'avir uvayam, yitein Adonai yisayuvenu hakamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayaleinu mikol tzara v'tzuka u'mikol nega u'machala v'yishlach v'racha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem. Yad be'er soneinu tachteihem v'yatreim Bechesa Yeshua uvateres nitzachon v'yikuyam bohem akosuv ki Adonai Eloheichem ha'olech imachem Lilachem lachem imayuvechem, lashia eschem, v'namahar, amen. Now we'll say the Mishaber for Cholim, and I'll give a pause. Everybody can insert the names of the Cholim that you would like to be Mispala for. Mishaber Rachav Oseinu, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo, Sara Rivka Rachav Aleha, Huyivarech es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Racham Yimaleihem, Lachalima Mudaraposam, Lachazika Malachayosam, Yishach Lahem Meheira, Rufua Shalema Minashamahim, Lachole Vareihem, Lachogideihem, Besov Shar Chole Yisrael, Rufua Sanefesh, Rufua Saguf, Hashto Bagala, Uvizman Karif, Vinomar, Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldberger. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the near future. Rabbi Herman should be back on tomorrow, hopefully, and I would like to thank our colleague, Rebecca Levy, for all her help in coordinating the call. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, that's 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Israel Time, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all Kol Yisrael around the world. Have a great day.